The Murder Most Puzzling Company makes jigsaw puzzles with a twist. The illustration on the box lid hints at the story, and inside the box, along with 500 puzzle pieces, you'll find a description of a murder, but until you assemble the puzzle, you won't know who done it. You have to put all the pieces together in order to solve the mystery. The gospel lesson for today is one that helps the disciples and helps us put all the pieces together. And we started unboxing pieces in Mark's gospel with John the Baptizer, who looks and sounds like the prophet of old who calls the people to repentance and to make straight paths for the Lord. John, who prepares the way for the one, that's with a capital O, the one who is to come, the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. When Jesus appears and is baptized, we read that the Spirit rested on him and the voice of God rumbled from the heavens, "You are my son whom I love, with you I am well pleased." Mark has set the tone for us to unravel the mystery of who and what Jesus is. As this gospel unfolds, we assemble the pieces. Jesus holds power over the demons and the forces of chaos. Jesus heals the sick. He performs miracles. He forgives sins. He restores the broken. His mercy extends to everyone, to women as well as to men, to the aged and the children as well as to the adults, to the foreigners as well as to the nation of Israel, to the pagans as well as to the Jews. As we put together this puzzle, we see every color of the rainbow coming together and painting this picture. Piece by piece, who and what Jesus is becomes clearer. In this mountaintop moment described today, what has been hidden comes to light, at least for three of the disciples, and for those of us who are reading along in the story. Atop this mountain, somewhere in Galilee, Jesus keeps company with Moses and Elijah. Now, Moses and Elijah loom large in the history of the Jewish people. With God's help, Moses delivered the people from slavery in Egypt. He led the people for 40 years through the wilderness and to the promised land. He gave the people God's law, having received the Ten Commandments atop a mountain veiled in a cloud. And Elijah served God as both a priest and a prophet. He battled the prophets of the pagan god Baal on a mountaintop and helped free the nation of Israel from a king and queen who were leading them astray through the worship of false gods. Peter, James, and John see Jesus standing side by side with these two great historic figures. It would be as if you or I were standing next to George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. But then, as if this grand company were not enough, Jesus is transfigured. He shines. He literally shines. Nothing about his inner self changes, but his outward appearance is altered, as though a giant spotlight was turned on and he's flooded with bright white light. It doesn't change who he is, but we see him in a new light. The pieces come together. His transfiguration transforms disciples like Peter, James, and John, transforms disciples like us. We see Jesus as the culmination of healer and teacher and miracle worker and forgiver of sins and reconciler of the marginalized. He is priest and prophet and deliverer and lawgiver, all in one. He is human and he is divine. He is Emmanuel, God with us. In Matt Rawls' book, Jesus Revealed, the book that we're looking at on Monday nights on Zoom, Pastor Rawl examines how the seven I am statements Jesus makes in John's gospel help to give a full picture of who and what Jesus is. For example, "I am the light of the world" is a statement about Jesus' divine nature, whereas "I am the bread of life" is a very earthly image. It's about Jesus' humanness. And "I am the good shepherd, I am the gate for the sheep," describes how the humanity and the divinity of Jesus work together to lead us to God. Here in Mark's gospel, this transfiguration moment functions kind of in the same way. Though we may not fully understand what transfiguration is, any more than we can understand how Jesus can be both human and divine, this is a defining moment. At the beginning of Mark's gospel, God's voice spoke directly to Jesus. "You are my son. With you I am well pleased." And now here on the mountaintop, the disciples listen in as the voice of God thunders from the cloud. "This is my son. Listen to him." The command comes with the urgency characteristic of Mark's gospel. After this revelation, Jesus and the three disciples come down from the mountain to rejoin the rest of their group. As they head toward Jerusalem and Holy Week, there are still more opportunities for Jesus to heal and to teach. But once in Jerusalem, the religious leaders challenge him, and ultimately they will have him arrested and put on trial. When Jesus is crucified, the earth quakes, and the curtain of the temple is torn in two, and a centurion standing by his cross affirms what God and Mark have already told us. Surely this man was the Son of God. Lent, the 40 days that lead to the celebration of Easter, begins on Wednesday. For centuries, the season of Lent has been an opportunity for people to repent, reconcile with God, and return to the path of faith. Many people choose to give something up for Lent. Acts of fasting and self-denial are common, and if you've sung in the choir with Chris for any length of time, you know that Chris gives up the joyful hymns during Lent, too. As the Lenten journey begins this week, I am choosing a different path. In my faith walk, instead of giving something up, I am choosing, and will be choosing in worship, to focus on the ways we are lifting up Jesus' teachings in our own lives. How are we showing compassion? How are we forgiving? How are we acting for justice? How are we using time and talents and treasures for the sake of God's kingdom here on earth? How are we reflecting the light that comes from Jesus in our daily walk? The transfiguration doesn't change who Jesus is. It changes how we see him. And that has the power to transform us. It helps us see the whole picture. Jesus, Son of God, Emmanuel, God with us. And when we can see who and what he is, then we know who to follow and how to live. Surely, this one is the Son of God. Amen.